Russian Ambassador Vitaly Churkin, who is president of the Security Council this month, said members reiterated the need for the speedy deployment of the UN African Union hybrid force known as UNAMID, and underlined the importance of promoting the peace process in Darfur.
The members of the Security Council expressed profound concern about the continuing complex security and humanitarian situation in Darfur. They urged in this context all Sudanese parties to observe the ceasefire, refrain from any hostilities, and respect the norms of international humanitarian law.
The Council was briefed by UN Assistant Secretary General for Peacekeeping, Edmund Moulay, who warned that the recent surge in Sudanese government airstrikes and rebel attacks demonstrates a lack of commitment on either side for peace talks.
On the one hand, negotiations are required to bring this crisis to an end, but with the government intent on military action and the rebels either fighting or fragmenting, it is difficult to see an opening for political negotiations. On the other hand, a peacekeeping operation alone cannot bring security to Darfur.
He added that the peacekeeping operation cannot be a substitute for political engagement and is not a tool for addressing the causes of the conflict. The Sudanese government has been partly blamed for the latest upsurge in fighting, including a large-scale ground and air campaign aimed at reestablishing its control over parts of West Darfur under rebel control. Sudanese Ambassador Abdul Mahmoud Mohammed defended the strikes, saying Khartoum is protecting its people from the rebels.
We are doing the responsibility that any state should do when confronted with rebellion activities, attacks on the civilians. So these attacks will continue. These attacks will continue as long as the rebels are threatening the people, are killing the people.
The council urged all parties to refrain from violence, and Ambassador Churkin, speaking in his national capacity, said Moscow has raised the subject of sanctions against parties that are blocking the peace process. More than 9,000 international military and police personnel are in Darfur. The United Nations says in the coming weeks several more units will deploy, including an Egyptian transport unit, a Nigerian medical unit, as well as regular troops from Egypt and Ethiopia. Deployment of troops has been slowed by Sudanese objections to the composition of the force and also by a lack of equipment, such as helicopters. The United Nations hopes to eventually have 26,000 troops and police on the ground in Darfur. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.